enjoyed the song service, the Sweet Home of Prayer, but I hope Sam don't be disappointed, and you either, because I got a rough subject this morning. I don't like it myself. When I don't like it, you know, I believe I'm about as charitable as the next one of God's children. And as being a minister, and you ordained me here in 53, I must follow, I trust, the leadership of what's on my mind. I don't know what these other preachers do when they go to church, but I try to beg the Lord every morning when I get up, and I know I'm going and could be called on, to give me something. I don't have anything. Like Brother Franklin, if you're listening to what he said, we are imperfect beings here in this world. I want to say this morning, if you're looking for a perfect church, I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed. Because what I got on my mind, and I'm going to read and talk about it and let you judge too along with us. I hope that you pray for me. The time I'm before you, I need the presence of the Lord. I need the leadership of His Spirit to be enabled to read what I is left on record. That's what the Bible's for. We read in God's Word where it says God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. They are three phases of the gospel. The gospel now, not a gospel. The fundamental principles, the experimental, and the practical. And they go all three hand in hand and in one. I want to read some in the fifth chapter of 1 Corinthians. Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth. Now Corinth, he wrote them two letters, you know, and must have been of need of necessary. They had about everything you could mention in the church. And that's why, you know, he wrote to them and like he did. And I believe he was called of God. He said he was the 13th apostle. He said he labored more than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was bestowed upon me. He is a great man. A great evangelist. You know, evangelist goes about and preaches the gospel till he gets enough believers to constitute a church, and he constitutes a church and move on. That's what you call an evangelist. That's what Paul was. But I want to read in this fifth chapter here, the ninth verse. Of course, I want to get on into the sixth chapter, and the scripture that I came and such was some of you. And that's what Paul said in the second chapter. We'll get on there, I hope, trust we will, and we'll try to be brief. In the ninth verse of the fifth chapter of 1 Corinthians, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner with such an one know not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not we judge them that are within? What is Paul really saying there? If I be able to interpret what he said, we just judge men and women that's in the church. The church judges them. But let's see what he says about it. But them that are without, God judges. Therefore, put away from you, from among yourselves that wicked person. Now, Paul is saying here that all we got to worry about, and we as a church now, and I trust you let me be a member here, and all the rest of you that is a member here, and we are one body, then we'll judge who's able to live in this church and who ain't. Is that what you get out of what he said? If it isn't, then I missed the point somewhere. You know, I'm not an educated fellow. I didn't go to college, you know. I went to the Lord's College. He's got a seminary, you know. He sends all of his preachers. I'm talking about these hard shells, Primitive Baptists, what have you, whatever you want to call them. And it's not necessary, you know. Don't nobody go away from here and say that I didn't say it was important. All the little children here this morning, I want to drive a point to them. Education is the most important thing in your life. And it should be, boys and girls. Because depending on how much you got, it's going to be what kind of living you have in this world. But them that are without, God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. In the next chapter, he goes on, it's, dare any of you having a matter against another, go to the law before the unjust, and not before the saints. Well, that ain't no hard thing for me to understand, is it you? It just simply means if you're a member of the church, you wouldn't take something against your brother or sister to the law to unbelievers and have it tried. They ought to be willing to let church to handle it. And if you don't, and he's got a good remedy. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Let's get it real clear now. We ain't talking about heaven and immortal glory. We're talking about heaven right here on earth and God's kingdom. That's what we need to understand. I believe that's simple. I believe little children can understand that. They have the knowledge. And especially if they've been born of God's Spirit and enabled to know the Lord Jesus Christ. If then you have judgments or things pertaining to this life, now this here is really going to cut. But I can't help it. Paul, you know, I believe he was a man of God. And I believe he had the understanding of what he wrote. Set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. Now, I know some, I've heard preachers say these real fellows is educated. They'll tell you right off, say you wouldn't want to have somebody that's sort of dumb, don't know nothing. Well, to a lot of people that's got a highly education, you know, the average person is dumb. He don't know much. You wouldn't want to set him over there. What it means, dear brother and sister right here, not somebody that, you know, thinks he's real somebody. And he knows everything. That's what he's trying to tell you. Because you don't have to know everything to be able to judge when it concerns the church matters and the Lord Jesus Christ church. That is if you are walking upright yourself. And that is if you're studying God's Word. And that is if you want to see the church do well. You ought to be able to help judge the matter. In other words, that you might not misunderstand what I'm talking about, the first time that you have any little problem, you know what people generally do? I've been in church with them for 49 years. They run to the pastor first. I don't care what happens. And he knows everything. There ain't nothing he don't know. And he'll give them some good advice sometimes. And sometimes he don't give them too good advice. You know why? I believe he gives them the best he's got. Don't misunderstand me. But they need to be instructed. And I believe Paul was saying right here, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. In other words, they are not really highly respected. What you mean, preacher?
I mean they don't use the thing that's commonly among us now. That preachers, you know everything. All you got to do is ask them. They got the answer. But I'm afraid a lot of them, they might tell you. I got a brother-in-law. He said there's nothing that he don't know. You know, what he's trying to tell me, you know, right off the start, I don't care what you know, I know more. I seen them fellas, I met them over in Japan. In the Army of the United States of America, you know, Sam mentioned about a while ago what a country we got and the war we won, you know. I know all about that. You've run into all kind of characters. And listen, if you don't think you have a match, you need to get in the armed service of the United States Army, Marine Corps, or the Navy, and I'll assure you, you'll find your match. He's there. Or her, whatever you want to say. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brother. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before unbelievers. Unbelievers, what you mean? Well, people out in the world. You know, if they believe that there's a Christ, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they believe Christ, what he came here and did, and so forth and so on, and set up his church, and they ain't in it, something wrong with them. They're in the wrong place. Now, that's what I want to really get you to really see. That's what the Lord got the church here for. He got it for you to live in and live a peaceful and quiet life and have a desire to praise God. So we might have what Brother Sam's been telling about this morning. It's been a long time since we had the season we had this year. You tell me the Lord ain't smiling on us once again? Oh, my friends, it's high time you and I need to realize that this church here is not a play out. That's what Paul's telling you in the lesson. Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. You believe that? Mind you, I stated to begin with that the kingdom of God is the church, I believe. Not just any organization. We ain't talking about going to heaven after this flyover. Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God, made that sure when he paid the sin debt. I ain't worried about one of them, are you saying? Not a one. Every one of them that he was given to him before the foundation of this world will finally arrive in heaven. In that glory world we sang about this morning. I believe that's strong, don't you? I want you to believe it too. Yes, we got a lot to praise God for. His wonderful church and his kingdom he set up here. Now I've got down to what came to me. And such were some of you. How true it is. Now he didn't say everybody did. I'm glad he did. It's still been a few good people here in life. Every one of them hasn't been like Reuben. I read there. Where it said drunkards, you know, that really got me. I was one of them thoughts. Strong drink. I just had to have it. Parties. Them fellas would get up, you know, when we go to the square dance. Take them all night to get them things you sort of. It makes me so, I get so aggravated. What are they going to do? Waste all the night before they get them tuned up, get them in tune. They'd thump on them, you know, I tell them, it's ready to go. What are they waiting on? I had that. I liked that. That was my meat, my drink. And get with the boys and get that strong bottle out. I'm talking about the real McCoy, not no beer,
Well, that ain't much to that stuff.
Take too much of it. Can't hold it up.
When I was a young father.
For the Lord it would come. That's what he's talking about here. And such were some of you
that I read. He might not have hit all of it. I'm glad he did say, and such were some of you.
I wouldn't want him to say all of it. But I want to believe that there are some people here in this world that live a life like I did.
Not boasting about it. Nothing to boast for.
But it is something I regret. I believe that great apostle Paul regretted that great day when he stood on that occasion and when they stoned Stephen to death. And he stood by. Yes, I believe he was far for that. And when? Whenever the Almighty God came in His Spirit and power and quickened him and gave him spiritual life. On the way down to Damascus on that occasion when the light shined around about him as noonday sun. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord? And what would thou have me to do?" My friend, I want to tell you that when Paul had a direct experience, you don't mind, it's similar to that. I was just like Papa your finger. That's how quick it was with Paul. That's the way it was with me. And it couldn't be converted from there's two kinds of sinners in the world. There's that kind that's dead and don't know it. And there's that kind that's dead and do know it. My friend, that's what I'm talking about this morning. He said, "It's such for some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified." What the word sanctified means? It means called out from the world, my friend. The world don't mean anything to me. That they can have all kind of things that they want to. They square dance all night. They can have just kegs of it around the drink. They don't invite me at all. Don't entice me at all. I don't care anything about that. I lost my taste for that. Listen, my friend, I believe, this same man said on another occasion, he said, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new." I want to say to you this morning, and not only that, but we might know where we stand. He said, love the brethren, we know that we pass from death unto life. That's how we know. You this morning, if you know, if you'd be able to know that you pass from death unto life, it's because you love the brethren. You love the brotherhood. You love the church. You love His call. You love His kingdom here and in this world. You want to see it promoted too, don't you? My friends, I believe that's true for them all. Of the power that God would enable you to have. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of it. My friends, I believe that Paul sent forth here in this text that you and I might be able to understand and know how the government is here or in this place that we call church. I had a desire, and I came walking down and asked for a home. I want you to know I got under that kind of the circumstances of being obligated to the church out of there where I joined. And I removed the letter here, very cool thing. I'm telling you this morning, the jurisdiction over this course that's standing before me this morning. And any time you think and you get this desire and you hear that I'm not living like I ought to, it's your duty to come.
I remember what the old ones used to say when they wasn't living like they ought to, or maybe it wasn't at church. They'd miss so much, And while I'm right there, one brother said this morning, "Ain't where you been?" Listen, if I'm not here at Cool Springs Church, I'll assure you I am at church somewhere. We're Primitive Baptist too. I'm not talking about others. One brother asked me one time, he said, "Why don't you never come to our church?" I said, "Listen, brother, I can't get around going to the faith that I'm a member of, much less going to the rest of them. I don't have nothing against you all faith and whatever you believe, but please let me have mine." And I wish you the best of all. The Lord didn't call me to get up here and run down your religion. But He did call me to preach an everlasting gospel and tell what the Bible says about for God's children and the church. But I remember when I told the Lord He gave me to know Him, I sat right over in that old building, you know, there wasn't no problem, wasn't no way around it when I was a little boy. My father out here, Sam's out there too. I don't know about Sam, but I know one thing. When my father told me something, he just meant something to this, son. You better do it. Because he wasn't going to tell me at a second time. You know, children so wonderful today, blessed. And mothers and fathers, grandfathers and grandmothers, I think they're so precious, you know. And because of, and there they are. They can be so sweet, you know. But right, you know, as they grow it up, you know, after a while, it gets to where it ain't real sweet, is it? I want you to know that. And I believe, you know, they get by real easy. I mean, the Bible is clear on that. And I'm not on that subject this morning. I'm on the subject of those are my friends that's living ungodly lives. And trying to stay in the church right off. You that are God's people in the church. What did Paul say about it? Just keep them on. After a while, he take care of it. Listen, my friend, I believe it said right there at the last part of the last chapter of the field. He said, therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Listen, I don't feel that I've ever been and never will be no better than nobody else. I believe when we as God's children came and come home to the church and ask for a home, we ought to want to live upright while we in this in the church here and live like we ought to. Not bring no downfall on the church. Now listen, my friend, I want to tell you just this much about it. The Lord, He's slow to anger. Yes, He is. But after a while, you know, He'll take care of it Himself. You know, we want to be the church, you know. We want to see how a cool spring right there, don't you? I said not too long ago, you know, she's lower than she's ever been in my lifetime. That's 120 milks. But you know, we have had 164. But we are dying gradually and just as fast as a little church. The only real difference is that we've had more members. All along. Listen, if you don't think I'm right, check the record. Well, I want to tell you this morning, she's low. And there ain't none coming in. I don't know about the rest of you, but you know, I just really believe. One brother was talking and discussing it not too long ago, you know, and he said, well, maybe we've got them all right now that is hanging. I listen, I believe there's a few out there, but it might be, you know, that they're looking in and seeing more than they ought to see. I told you this morning I didn't like it. I didn't want it. But I want to tell you that I am going to be faithful to my God. Whenever He puts the scripture on my mind, I want to talk about it, and I want to talk about it in such a way that you might understand what I'm talking about. And such were some of you. I said that I want to be like Paul. I want to be charitable. I don't want to say it, but whatever you hear this morning was a drunkard, was a fornicator, idolater, so forth and so on. But as I said, I had submitted to my wife. I was one of those, that class. And it hit me. I used to hear the old brother, you know, talk about it here so many times, you know, them that's gone on, they're laying out here and on and on. But I remember hearing them say, you know, if a brother, you know, around this place, here didn't come, you know, three times at the most. They had deacons in, you know, that sat on them benches. And I won't call none of them name because some of you probably your relationship. But I'm going to tell you what they say. Listen, brother so-and-so's here today. He hadn't been here in 2 or 3 million meetings. Now let's hear from him and see what he's got to say. You ever hear anything talk like that? And now, my friend, it's all right if you just stay off of it and come when you get ready. Listen, my friend, I want you to know this ain't no playhouse here. It is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that He set up here in this world. And listen, you might say, look, brother, what's wrong with you? Listen, my friend, I want to tell you this morning, I want to have this place. I want to keep it. And I want to be able to come here and we have church.
You want to go? Listen, I believe I read in his word where he said he'd come and he'd remove the council. And listen, when the council takes remove, my friend, they won't be no more church. We'll just be playing church. You don't want none of that, do you? Oh, no. I want to come here and where I'd be able to be fed. And I said this morning, in the outset, in the beginning, that when we talk about the gospel of the blessed Son of God, there's a fundamental principle that we have taught in God's Word. And we really understand that. And we have a lot of it here in this time world in which we live. What do you mean, Brother Lewis? Soothing preaching. It don't say no harm about nothing. Just do as you like. Come on in, that'd be okay. Just open it up to the world. No, we ain't about to do that. That ain't what the Bible says, and we don't need to do that. What we need to do is to realize and understand that this is God's power, and it don't belong to you and me. You'll hear people talk like this. I've heard any preacher say that. Oh, my church. Listen, I didn't know we had a church. I know one thing, there ain't but one church, and God owns it. And we better realize it and understand it. And not only that, He's put you in here, you and I here, that we might be able to praise Him. Now listen, what I'm saying about this, I'm so much concerned. I want to be able, as I said, to still come here as long as I live, as the Lord will and permit, that I might be able to come in of this house of the Lord. And that we might be able to hear of the gospel preached and in power and demonstration of the Spirit. And be able to go away from this place, go home, my friend, as one of old said. It was good to be at the house of the Lord. I want to tell you, my friend, we make it good or we make it bad. Whatever you want to do. I'm going to say this in close. When I was in the Army of the United States of America, I thought about going home to and reneging and being a conscientious objector. You know what a conscientious objector is? He don't believe in war. All he believes in, somebody else fight the war for it. And let him live and do as he please. I'm going to tell you, my friend, them fellows they put in the brig, they need to be there. My friends, well, they wouldn't stand. I believe it that same way with God's children here in this world. We ought to want to be a member and do everything that we can to promote His kingdom, as He said about it. I didn't get down to the last part of the chapter. He said, you're bought with a price. You're not your own. My friend, if we ain't our own, then who do we belong to? I'm telling you this morning, we belong to the Lord. That's who bought us and He paid for us. How should we ought to act? We ought to act like this book says and try the best of our ability to be that kind of church. I'm sorry. But on the other hand, I want to have peace with my God. And may you appreciate your kind attention. Now, I hope the pastor will be able to preach to you. And the Lord bless you, I pray.